I'm Tom Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police are seeking a vehicle involved in a drive-by shooting on Sunday. A 17-year-old teenager was struck by gunfire as he walked in the 2000 block of Main Street. Roswell Police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us more.
Looking for suspects, our investigators released some pictures of a dark-colored pickup truck that were taken from a nearby surveillance camera. The photos, unfortunately, are of very low quality, but we're hoping that something in them may trigger someone to recall something that they've seen.
Wildermuth could not confirm whether the teenager was randomly shot or was targeted. The teenager.
He was transferred from a local hospital to another hospital. Listed in critical condition, but he is expected to survive.
Anyone with information on this case should call Roswell Police. A husband and wife from Odessa are dead as a result of H2S gas poisoning Saturday night. According to the Ector County, Texas Sheriff's Office, 44-year-old Jacob Dean was called out by Aghorn Energy to check on a pump house. When he had not returned home after some time, his wife, 37-year-old Natalie Dean, started calling him. Knowing the location of the house, she decided to drive out and check on him, and she took her kids with her. Once Dean arrived at the house, she exited the vehicle and left the children inside her car. She then walked up to the house and was overtaken from exposure to the gas. Because the couple's two children were left inside the vehicle, they only had slight exposure to the gas. Both were treated at Medical Center Hospital and are now in the custody of grandparents. A $9 million shortfall in funding for the remediation of the Carlsbad brine well may force the implementation of a 10% contingency plan to complete the project. The project, which will fill a 400-foot underground cavity below the intersection of U.S. Highway 285 and 62-180, was first estimated to cost about $43 million. Officials will be meeting with the Legislative Finance Committee, the Department of Finance and Administration, and the City of Carlsbad and Eddy County on how to cover the extra costs and make sure the project is done on time and on budget. The Eddy County Public Works Department announced that Muscatel Road from Locust to the railroad tracks in Carlsbad will be closed for about a week for maintenance. The Eddy County Public Works Department asked motorists to use all traffic and detour signs during the duration of the project. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.